You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishour. Presidents and Congress can and do influence the direction of the economy, but it's the Federal Reserve that has its hands most immediately on the wheel. After years of inflation being below where the Fed wanted it, Fed Chair Jay Powell announced a change in course. The Fed will tolerate slightly higher levels of inflation. What does that mean? Chris Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Sabri.
So the Federal Reserve said that it would tolerate higher levels of inflation because it wants higher levels of inflation than what we've been getting. But that doesn't actually mean that it can make higher levels of inflation happen, does it?
The Fed has been trying to get inflation up just to 2%, mind you. They're not looking for anything runaway, but they've been trying to achieve 2% inflation for the better part of the last 20 years. So what they announced yesterday was a subtle change, but I think an important one, which is that they're no longer going to start fighting inflation before it happens. They're actually going to wait until they see it. And they're confident when inflation does get up to 2% or so that they can easily rein it in.
Which means that we are going to have lower interest rates for longer.
That's exactly right. I think the best way to think about this, while it's a revolution for people like me, economists, this is a generational change. I think for people who don't necessarily dig as deep into the process as we do, it's going to be a very subtle change indeed. But it does mean that interest rates will be lower, likely for years longer than in the last cycle. And I think it's really important to realize that part of the reason for this change is that the Fed has figured out improvements in the incomes of the poorest Americans improve fastest when the economy is at full employment. And as a result, the Fed wants to tolerate stronger growth longer, in part to help close the income gap.
Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Good to talk to you as always.
Nice to talk to you too, Sabri.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.